Danielle Smith's journalism career traced the rise of the hip-hop generation. The former Vibe magazine editor has distilled her knowledge into a novel, Bliss. The book tells the story of two women trying to maintain their bearings in the music business.
Let me see. So that's maybe 15 years or so I've been writing about music. I mean, nobody knows the troubles I've seen. Nobody knows the good times that I've had. No one knows the tragedies that I've seen. I've met incredible people, crazy people, sad people, super talented people. And most importantly, though, I've seen a lot of women who work in this business, who go unnoticed and untalked about. Women who have committed their lives, especially to rhythm and blues and to hip hop music, committed their lives to this music, 15 hours a day, 7 days a week to making this music happen. And I wanted to tell those women's stories.
Let's talk about the principals in the book. Eva, tell me about her thumbnail sketch.
Eva's a bit of a wild girl, but she is so intelligent. She definitely has her problems. As the book begins, she thinks she may be pregnant. She's not married, and she doesn't have a steady boyfriend.
And she's an executive in the industry.
She is the associate general manager of the fictional Roadshow Records.
Now, the other interesting character is Sunny, who is the talent, if you will.
Sunny's a superstar. She's a superstar. Her name is Sunny Addison. In my mind, she's some mix of a Mariah Carey type person and an Erykah Badu type performer, somebody who's extremely soulful, extremely talented, and in her heart, extremely beautiful, but also very savvy. And I think sometimes, like I said, there's this idea that these women who sing, that's all there is to them. Someone pushes them out on stage, they go through their 10 songs, and then they go somewhere and act crazy or sleep it off or drink or just, I don't know, have some wildlife that we see all the time on MTV and BET. And while some of that definitely is an effect, and a lot of that absolutely is in my book, Bliss, I think also that these women have lives that have not been told, stories that have not been told.
What of the men in the book? Obviously,
there's some men in the book now.
Yes, there are some men in the book. But I would think that it's too easy to write about men in the music industry as these Svengali types who just want to mold and then throw you away. So there is a nice mixture of different men in the book and how they play their roles.
A lot of the way I try to characterize Bliss a lot of times, too, is the whole book when it comes down to it. If you have to read the whole book to get to this, but it really is the story behind a song, a particular song. And I wanted to talk about the people that make a song happen, the writer, the singer, the producer, everybody. And so all those jobs are represented throughout Bliss.
Let me ask you this. All that has happened to Whitney, and people have seen her go from this pop diva to what we know of her today. Just in that, I would think that it also shows how insightful this book can be in understanding that you can go from to have the world at your feet to having all the problems that normal folks have.
If I may say so, and I'm another admirer of Whitney Houston, but I think she probably at this point has a few more problems than normal folk. I think that Whitney is one like Mariah Carey who, I don't know if people understand. I mean, it always gets talked about, but I don't know if people really understand to the degree that stars are built. Brick and mortar built by people who work in this music business. And I'm not saying that the stars themselves don't have any responsibility, because I think it's a wonderful thing for someone who finally, they've been singing and everyone's been telling them all their life, you got a beautiful voice, you should do something with it. And then finally someone with some power says, let me tell you, we can do something with it and this is what we're going to do. But what people don't talk about is the pressure. There's pressure to always look good, this pressure to always be on. And I know these people get paid pounds and tons of money to always be on and to always smile and to always be soulful and to always, quote unquote, keep it real. But there is a price for that on people's souls, on their families, and just on their lives. And there's a lot of that in Bliss.
Music writer turned novelist Danielle Smith. Her new novel is Bliss. The author gives us a taste of her novel.
Early on in Bliss, there is a showcase for the superstar Sunny Addison. And of course, there's always an after party. So here is Eva walking in to the after party. So she left the smoky room and walked, still solo, to Ron's penthouse for the party with everything that everybody had seen one time on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, the things that must mean rich and famous, or else why would it be a cliche? The green bottles of champagne, caviar on the tiny pancakes, giant striped shrimp, and the Coke on the table in the back bathroom where the biggest wigs sniffed while talking about how they'd stopped last year for a few months because shit was getting out of control. Eva moved easily among huddles and sprawls of people she knew and people she knew of. The same men always, the same women always, and always a new bale of girls whose rep centered on a few choice video frames, a new crew of boys who swore they were the Berry Gordy of St. Louis or the Quincy Jones of St. Paul. Eva wandered through swamps of intoxicated industry couples, each with the wistful look of being enclosed in a thin bubble. Eva's turn now to look on people with envy and pity. She thought to herself, one step beyond the weak morals and morale of this business, and your relationships will end in a fire of truth and consequences. When it isn't about how you can help each other move on up, when it's about just you two and your life and a kid. For Eva, for a change, Ron's party was stifling, and his bar was too crowded, and it was too far away.
Music writer turned novelist Danielle Smith. Her new novel is Bliss. Thanks for joining us. That's our program for today. You can hear any story from today's program or previous programs at npr.org. Just click on to Archives at the top of the page. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium.